Your support.
Nobody's changing. Okay, so we're fooling around, and all of a sudden, she kind of whispers in my. She doesn't whisper. She says right in my ear. She's like, "I'm gonna squirt," and I'm like, "Sorry."
Have you ever wondered what it's like to grow up in the 80s? NES, sitcoms, and where's the beef, ladies? Then you need to listen in your car or at work. Now it's time for Keith is a Jerk!
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Keith is a Jerk. As none of you have complained, we have been back from a bit of a hiatus. I'm sure none of you missed us by the zeros of emails and messages we got asking where we've been. Sweet Jesus, it made me wonder what we were doing. And then I realized it's just my ego and I love listening to us. So good enough. I'm fine with it and we are back. Joined, of course, by our co-host. We got Dave. What are you saying, Dave?
Yeah.
And we got Bob. How's it going, Bob?
Boop.
And of course, the star of tonight, I call him Ryan LeClaire. What are you saying, Ryan?
Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still not loving police.
Holy shit, I didn't hate that.
That's Dre, a little Dr. Dre
that,
for
okay.
you.
Okay, yeah, you know what? Maybe that's it. Maybe it's your caliber of hip hop that you've been picking to go in with.
I
think he just barreled that one and let it age a little bit, and it came out just nice and fine.
Yeah, well, it may be like an absence makes the heart grow fonder type situation.
That could very well be it. Yeah. It could also be that I know what tonight's topic is, and I'm just so goddamn. I am Jesse from Saved by the Bell. I'm so excited. Tonight we are talking about dating. I'm assuming it's going to be dating horror stories, because really, I'm not kidding when I say Ryan is our star this evening. The rest of us had to get, we kind of got cuffed off early. And Ryan has treaded water longer than the rest of us. Who wants to start this off?
Ryan's the kid we're trying to convince to jump in the pool.
I'm Jason Voorhees drowning while all you counselors are banging on the beach.
I'm putting on his mom's sweater saying, come on, Ryan, just do it. It's okay.
Honestly, look at us. Like, no matter what stories we tell about horror dating, all the girls have way worse ones.
That's exactly it.
Absolutely.
Holy shit, no doubt about it.
Fuck you, girls.
Okay. Do we want to start way back with like first dates, anything like that? Those are kind of the innocent ones, right?
Yeah. I remember my first date.
And it begins.
So I was seeing this girl and I was so fucking nervous to kiss her because I'd never kissed anybody before.
Right.
And she was a whore. She made out with a lot of guys. So... I remember distinctly, we were in my friend's, and she was very cute, and we were downstairs, I can remember the movie, watching Backdraft when it first came out on VHS.
Sure.
Big room of people, kind of like Keith, there's a bit of an audience there, and there's this big sectional couch, and she kind of like, she lies down, and like she pulls me down with her, into a spoon,
yeah.
And oh my god, am I not equipped for this. Like, you know how, like...
Please say you headbutted her or something.
No, like, I was perfectly still. I was perfectly, like, do you know how, like, a spaceship can't actually land on the sun because it'll burn up as it enters the atmosphere? That was my genitals, basically, is that situation.
Oh, my God.
So she lies down and, like, we're spooning, and I think I'm too nervous to be hard at this point. I'm like, there's so much happening.
What? How is that possible?
You mean you've already ejaculated.
Yeah, basically. The American Pie scene. So then, we talked about this before, I had a mushroom cut, and she really liked...
No, on your penis, you mean?
Yes.
She
started like...
What are you talking about?
Mine hasn't grown out, it's weird.
Oh my god, who's lit? No wonder no one's complaining about us not being away.
So she liked the stubbliness of the mushroom cut on the back of that, so she starts rubbing that.
Yeah, it's fascinating. No one else is stupid enough to do this to their hair.
Yeah.
She's like, why would you do this? It's so weird.
So that's when the erection kicks in, and then she gets up like in the middle of the movie, and she's like, Ryan, can you help me get something out of the other room or whatever? And like she takes me into like...
Can you help me get your ejaculation out of your penis in the other room?
Oh my god, girls were so brave.
Yeah. Yeah. She takes me into, like, not a closet. What is it called? A cold room in a basement or whatever? You know what I mean?
Where cold cellar?
Cold cellar. Thank you. Yeah. She takes me in there.
I hope you're about to get murdered.
What's that?
I said, this sounds like you're about to get murdered.
Yeah. she's like, I'm going to teach you how to kiss. And I'm like, so she's like, close your eyes. And like, she reaches in and I'm not, like, I bit her fucking lip off. Not in like a sexy way either. Just like, you know that fucking game you play on Halloween where there's an apple dangling on a string in front of you? Just bit her fucking lid off.
How, like, is there blood?
Like no, but it's swole. It definitely swelled up a little bit.
Well, she did it. Her fault. And, she did a shitty job teaching you.
Yo, basically, you mean you got a...
Did you yell at her for being a bad teacher at that point? That's the only way you can make this worse. Holy shit. So that's lesson one. How far was that it? Was
that
was
it. And then she, like, she tried to keep going, and I could feel her lip, like, throbbing and swelling up. And I could taste copper. And she's
kissing,
like, okay.
Tastes like pennies.
That was a fine first effort. And the next day, she decided we're better as friends.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. The amount of people that knew you did that. The amount of girls,
well,
I guarantee it.
Funny story about that is she didn't go to my school. So I had that going for me. Oh. And then I remembered I met her through a mutual friend who was, like, in a dance troupe with her in, like, grade 8 or whatever.
Sure.
And I'm like, fuck. They have dance troupe on Tuesday. I have...
They have dance troupe in North Bay?
Yeah. I have basically Monday.
There's a
before
in
this,
the
before this
Bob.
Spreads throughout my entire school. I had like one day, like that 25th hour movie, like the day before you go to prison. Before this fucking... I was terrified if it spread it around. And it did. Oh. And everybody's like... All
of
my friends were like,
did.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I'm the worst kisser in the world. We're all in grade 8. Nobody else knew what the fuck they were doing.
No,
so
of course. Yeah, it's
they
fine.
Didn't bite any faces off like
right.
I did, unfortunately.
Fucking Hannibal Lecter. Holy shit, that's great.
That's pretty great.
The all Ryan train is going nowhere, believe me. My first date... I was in grade 8, and it was kind of like on a TV show. A bunch of people were going to a movie, and I thought it was just a thing. And then my friend's like, no, dude, you're going with... Corinne, she, you know, that's a date, dude. And that just changed the complexion of the evening completely. Right. I got so fucking nervous and she was great. You know, we sat next to each other. I did the old,
always,
I did the reach out and I did the reach out and, put the arm around her thing, but I was such
like the yawn.
Yeah. I did the yawn thing. And she giggled, but I was such a nervous pussy. I didn't put my arm all the way down. I just kind of rested it in her orbit.
You
and
did like the celebrity arm around picture.
Basically.
Like not even on the chair. He's just holding it for like an hour and a half. And his,
our
shirts, and like his arm is killing him.
Dude, I took a break. I took
movie.
A break mid-movie. I went to the bathroom and just loosened my shoulder up because this is the greatest.
I fucking told you this would be great. Starting
was,
with the good one.
Shit. Yeah.
And it was for My Father the Hero with Gerard Depardieu and Katherine Heigl.
That
was my first date movie. I grew up in a small town. We got like 8 movies a year, and I was thinking about it too. I'm like, what the fuck was My Father the Hero doing on the marquee? But yeah.
Wow,
so,
that's a good Valentine's Day.
Also, you had seen
right
the Fonz do that move the week before the brand new Happy Days.
Right, so I'll give you credit. At least you did it. I do remember like my first couple dates that I went on, you know, at the movie theater. And sitting there not remembering the movie because the whole time I'm going, do it now. Just reach out. Grab her hand. Just grab her hand. Grab it. It's right there. She's nudged you like 3 times, you fucking dink. Just grab her hand. Nope, never. And I'm like, oh, credits. Okay, well, bye.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All my stories are about not pulling the trigger. That's pretty much all my stories. But we'll get into that as the situations occur.
Bobby, what about you? Give us some of your crushing ass stories from when you were 15.
Bob got laid on his first date.
Tell us about your first double date where it was you and 2 hot girls.
I remember my dad taking us to, I think we went to a movie or some shit or whatever. And for some reason I sat in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the move, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of the car while he dropped us off or whatever.
Oh, you fucking miss-daisied him.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. This was like
slow down,
first,
driver.
This was the very first date ever. I don't remember much about the date, but I remember dating this girl. We went to like this like nature reserve or whatever for like 2 or 3 days. We stayed. Did you guys go through this as like, you know, elementary
kids?
Yeah,
I think so.
So we went there and I remember the first night, it was like everybody stayed over. I went into my room and somebody had taped a condom onto my room, like my door.
Was it your mom?
And we were like, what the F is this? Like, we have no experience with condoms, nothing, you know what I mean? And of course, us as immature teenage jackasses just decide to blow it up like a balloon and post it, like tape it right on the end of my fucking door, right? Of course, the teachers get involved in the whole shit. This girl was way too advanced for me.
Damn it, Bob, I put that there for us for later. Yeah. You should not have been blowing this up.
Why is it that girls were way more... like comfortable and advanced with dating than guys were. Like guys just don't pull the trigger. They were so
filled little dudes
braver.
Humping their legs since grade four. The moment they start developing boobies, you don't know this, but we turn to idiots. It's not till we start.
Absolutely. Oh, they hold all the cards. They hold all the cards. Yeah. That's the difference.
Yeah. It's not a 12 hold
to
all
25.
The
guys just want to fight and fuck.
Yeah, yeah, you
and
literally
they only fight because they can't fuck.
Ryan, you literally have no, like, there's no empathetic bone in a man's body the moment those hormones start seeping through our body. We can't turn around and look at ourselves in the mirror, but from a woman's perspective, I guarantee you, we look just like a bunch of apes that just stop. Like,
oh,
we're
yeah.
fucking socks.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that's yeah, why that's why they're cool with it. They've got a little bit more just mental experience with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're also terrified. You know what I mean? Like, there's that aspect.
Yeah.
They have to physically be scared. Like, oh my god, they're just so. You know what I mean? Like, they learn early on. Like, yes.
Yeah. They're granted. I think there is a genuine fear at the very beginning for girls growing up, but then they learn very quickly. You know, it's like, oh, look at that cute, stupid dog.
But there's a reason that all those teenage heartthrob singers are produced by, you know what I mean? Like Pepsi is that, like, you know, you make the Justin Biebers, you make the Donny Osmonds. They're soft. They're mm-hmm. feminine looking. Like, you know, they do that on purpose because it feels safe to a young
girl.
Well,
and also
terrified.
There's nothing uglier in the world than a teenage boy. That's why they're all androgynous. Like, trust me, as a teenage yeah. boy, I was so covered in acne and like had to take tetracycline for my fucking acne.
Amazing.
Really?
We'll post pictures.
Yeah, for this podcast, we need a definite picture of that.
So, sorry, Bob, so you boned her without the condom? Is that the story? Is that how this ends?
Who's this? Me? No, we blew the fucking condom up like fucking assholes, and I'm pretty sure I broke up with her the next week.
Just saying, that was a weird closure to the story on the date. Like, were you dating a girl at the time that you were at this place?
Yeah, that's the story. I mean, I remember my first date was with this girl.
Hold
we sat
on,
in the back.
This
I don't
poor
remember
young
anything
girl.
About this date. But at some point during the school year, I remember going away to this reserve or whatever.
Right.
And she had fucking threw a fucking condom on my door. And
it was the girl who did it?
Yeah.
Is that confirmed?
All
oh, my God.
Were
wow.
nuts about it.
Yeah. I wonder, she's probably just like, I don't know what to do. I'm just so scared that he's going to attack me. I better at least put this here.
I'm pretty sure she had a kid like 3 years later.
So. I was going to say, yeah.
A little charter's running around the next year at the school trip.
Okay.
Davey, what about you? Let's hear your first date. What do you got?
I don't know. Nothing.
If I talk to girls that knew you growing up, will they tell the story of their first date with you?
Yeah, probably. They probably remembered it. No, anyway. Yeah, back to, I guess, you know what? My first, it was my birthday party, and I knew this girl that was in my class liked me. And, like, it was, yeah, around the same time, grade 7, and same as Bobbo, I didn't have a condom taped to my, or given it to me as a birthday present because, hey,
I'm telling
I
you,
was
that's
still
the
playing
weirdest
with
thing.
G.I. Joes. And, like, yeah, right. I'm still there, right? Like, I'm just yeah. maybe learning to play guitar. And so everybody's actually coming over to my house and are starting to pair off. Like, my friend Jeff, and who's now a doctor, and his now wife, they actually started dating at this grade 7 party. So that's pretty cool.
Wow.
And then like everybody kind of paired off, and I knew this girl had kind of started like me. So I kind of hung out on the stairs, and like she pulled me aside for the, can like I was kind of like trapped in my basement because like these people were kissing over here. These people were kissing
terrifying.
Over here. And she like was then all of a sudden, and there's just like this hanging light. So it's kind of like a horror movie. Like there's just
she,
one.
She describes it the same way.
Dave's first fucking date is a Hitchcock movie.
No, this is Saw. She's describing Saw.
And she gives me my first peck. And I was like,
oh, okay.
Cool. All right. Really yeah. cool. And so like, I guess that kind of qualifies as like the first time I was dating someone.
In your mind. Here's her story. Hey, I dare you to go over and kiss that lesbian. Okay, so you know what? I'll give that. Do you guys do those at the parties? Like we'll
lesbian parties? Not until
I've never been invited. Like the spin the bottle stuff.
Yeah, we did that.
You guys ever get those? Yeah,
I know of it. Other kids did.
Right. Right. I still remember I was at one party and playing spin the bottle, and it's this other guy's turn, spin the bottle, it lands on me, and everybody's like, you have to. I was like, it's happened before where it's laying on guy, and everybody's just like, no. Yeah. And the guy looks across and is like, I was like, I'm not, what? I was like, oh shit, wait, no. I was like, oh God. And I got this immediate, like, just warm, hot flash that ran all through me. And suddenly I knew what it was like to be a girl who was being pursued by someone you were not interested in. And this was a big kid. I was like, oh no.
The worst part is, like, 2 years later in that same kind of town area.
It was her dad at the party. Sorry. Anyway, yeah.
All of us are hanging out, like, that epiphany of, like, you grew up. Like, I went to my dad's for like maybe 2 weeks. I came back and it seemed like every single one of my friends had just turned into full-on teenagers. We're like, yeah, we all kind of hung out and, like, we started playing spin the bottle, and then, you know what, Jim fucked Susie. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, they did it, like, right on the couch while we were all down there. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like,
Jesus.
That was.
And those are the crazy ones too. Yeah, and, like, you go to those parties and people start pairing off and stuff, and you're flipping through CDs. You know what I mean? Like, hey, this is a good one. You guys want? I'll be the DJ, I guess. Yeah. I'll just DJ the evening. Let your backbone slide, everybody. Is that what we're...
Yes, I love that track. Did you guys ever do the, what do they call it? Like,
Coke?
30 seconds of heaven?
Oh, yeah. 30 seconds of heaven.
I think it's supposed to be like 7 minutes.
Team there, man. What kind of quick draws were you going to school with? Everybody's like, let's play 7 minutes in heaven. And one guy's like, nah, let's just do like 30 seconds.
Yeah, right.
30 seconds. Do 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds is what I eventually evolved into at my early college days. But
right. Yeah, I remember those. Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
Like, because you think about it back now, and it's like, did everybody want to go in that went in? Like, yeah, that's maybe not the case.
No, it's a pretty rapey game.
Yeah, it's a weird one. That's a weird one.
A lot of the hashtag Me Too's came from that game, I think.
Right. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just played dress up. I tried, like, every coat on in the closet.
That's a great...
Bob comes out like trench coat. Yeah, I could do this. It's kind of Inspector Gadget. It's kind of cool.
That's why Bob was so popular. He's so safe.
I was the safest.
All right, let's graduate now. Let's get into let's get into some grown-up stories. What's the thing you remember most about trying to hide your boner on your first, like, when you weren't, like, trying to be, when you weren't trying to be creepy, but clearly aroused? Like, if you're, like, say a chick, the first time, someone you're like is, like, spooning with you or something like that?
Mm-hmm. God damn, I wish April was here for this story, because that's like one of mine. You know what I mean? Because when we went
out,
it's so much better with her here, because, you know what, I'll do it and then maybe hear April's version another time.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it was great. So went and saw Ghost. Now, hey, so this story has a pretty funny beginning. We decide April's into me. God damn it, I can't even talk. So we're going to go see a movie. We pick Ghost. My dad drives us. Unlike Bob, I don't make him my slave driver. But we pull up, and my dad, being the fucking weirdo he is, not a perv by any means. Like, I'll shit at my dad, but not this way. Okay. He just looks at this girl and he's like, "What? That's her date?" And I was like, "Yeah." Like, he was surprised that, you know what I mean? He's like, "My son is so unattractive." He's like, "This is the girl you're going out with?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "She's really fucking hot." And I'm like, "I'm already nervous enough, Dad." And I was like, "And you shouldn't say things like this."
Keep that to yourself.
My dad's like, "Holy shit. Yeah, good luck,
is
buddy."
Is this a story about your dad tucking his boner into his waistband? Or?
He's giving me extra money for some reason. You know what I mean? I'm like, "Dad, this." I was like, "I don't have to pay for this. She's actually interested." So anyway, we're in the movie. I just remember it was a whole movie of touch her hand.
Yep.
Just touch her hand, grab her hand, put your arm around her, and just everything. And so I think at one point we start holding hands and she leans over and she just starts kissing me. And I was like, amazing. I was like, I was like, okay, I'll just do. And first, this is the worst part about this date. In your head, you think, Yeah, we'll go out with the whole group. And then that way it's less pressure.
Yep.
Right.
It was way more because everybody came to see the Keith and April show.
Oh, good God.
So certainly not having sex like your friends on in front of everyone. But I'm like, so she kisses my neck and it's very nice. She's a sweet girl. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, this isn't like horrible or anything. And then
all your friends exchange money.
Yeah.
Settling up the bets.
Yeah.
Keith's not gay, guys. And so anyway, the one guy from the Spin the Bottle's like, aw. So anyway, as soon as she even leans in and just at the time, lips touch my neck mm-hmm. and every fucking, like, we had a big crowd of friends mm-hmm. that went to this movie. April's a very popular girl. And they're all like, why is she, anyway, all heads in the whole theater just turn. And I'm like, oh, I now have to kiss her with everyone watching. I was like, this is, uh-oh. And then on top of it, like you say, Dave, you've got this stupid little boner going because a girl has made contact with my neck. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to say that that's what it took, but I had it way before. Right. As soon as I sat down in the seat. Right. It was, yeah.
Balls in your court, Shrek.
The movie ends. We've kissed a little bit. Everything's great. Still into each other. And she's like, yeah, yeah. She's holding my hand. We get up. And I'm like, I have a big boner. I think I have to stand up now. And everybody's watching already. So I'm trying so hard. How do you fucking sit there and go, oh, sorry, just one second. And I'm like trying to casually, like, I don't even have a phone. This is before phones, so I don't have a reason. I'm not kidding. I couldn't figure out what to do. So I just pushed my popcorn over as if like, a, you know what I mean? I was like, oh no. So everybody, I'm distracted. I threw
not
out the
bad.
Fucking distraction. And just, I swear to God, I swear to God, I punched my dick to make it go like away. You know what I mean? Like
oh,
somewhere
power
else.
You could have power tucked as you're bending over.
I could have done anything, Dave, if I had the wherewithal. But my instincts were punch your dick and get it out of there.
Not among your top five best options.
No,
I'm just
no,
saying.
Absolutely. Not, no. But it did. It was enough to scare him off.
Right.
So I just
I was say, that's when you found out you were really into dick punching.
A concussed penis doesn't usually get back up for another hour or two. Anyway, it's like a prize fighter.
My penis was like a shark. I hit it on the tip of the nose and just to get it away with the, you know what I mean? To get it. I'm just so scared. I just want to get back to shore.
It's like a King Hippo scenario.
Yeah. So I punch my dick so hard. And it definitely, you know what I mean? Like, squeals off to the side. And I'm pretty sure she saw. You know, like, it was weird enough that it was, she was like, oh. And April was like, yeah, all right. I mean, I was like, yay, we're into this. And so anyway, yeah. Then
I'm
I think,
so excited for April to come on and actually get her.
My God, yes.
So,
my God, yeah. Literally next week, we are booking this.
Yeah, let's do it on game. I know I was a fucking disaster.
This
so
fucking
that's,
has to
that's
happen.
Totally
I remember
fine.
Standing outside and Keith's dad just staring at me like Stan Marsh.
just jerking off in his car.
Just staring.
And holy shit, my dad, Stan Marsh is a
money.
Good description.
Yeah.
Throwing money. That was the weird thing. I was like, why are you giving me more money? I was like, yeah, I don't know if he thought I was paying her.
Let's keep this night going.
What's I don't know if gonna, he thought it was a can't buy me love kind of scenario going on, or if he thought this was best shot at good looking grandkids.
And then I remember him dropping Keith off before he drove me home.
Look, I don't know. I don't know what was going through my dad's head. I'm just saying he pulled back up and he'd taken a shower and was wearing a better outfit and was looking cool. You know what I mean?
Rented,
he had his guitar for some reason.
He rented a car. I don't know. He pulled up in a Miata.
He was driving a two-seater.
Bob's dad was driving him. You know.
I remember my first high school girlfriend and. My cousin, Chris, who I love dearly, and like him and I pretty much grew up, we're like brothers. We all decide to meet at Dairy Queen one day, and I'm there to wingman for my cousin, Chris. Mm-hmm. And one thing leads to another, and before I know it...
Four peanut butter parfaits have been eaten.
A 100%. But I had pulled, like, I didn't even realize it, but, like, I kind of tried to just be the funny guy and wingman, but, like, I totally unwingmanned my cousin and totally went in and scooped and went in for the kill.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. It's a fine line.
No, it wasn't good. And
I got one of those stories. I ain't telling that. But, you're a brave man.
Yeah. And anyway, her and I started dating in grade 9 when we went to high school. And it was like, I remember the first time we were outside during like in between classes and we started like my first French kiss. And mm-hmm. like all so many things happened, but like it's kind of the same thing, Keith. I had no idea what to do with the lower half of my body because there was just a raging thermometer. And so I sit down on the ground with my back to the locker and she snuggles up right in between my legs and kind of just hangs there.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. And then the bell rings to go to class and all of my friends are around and I literally just like, you know what? I'm going to skip. Because I had nowhere to go and there was no me standing up in front of all my friends and all of her friends at that moment. I was
like, just you rolling down the hallway.
Yeah, exactly. That's what every Judd Apatow character or Judd Nelson character is. It's just some guy trying to hide a boner.
That's a wonderful spin on it. I never thought of that. That's fucking great.
Ryan, what else you got?
Holy Christ. I
certainly don't have any of those. I mean, I punch my dick, sure, but the only other one I think I was like kind of, you ever do the ones, you ever go on an accidental date? No? Okay, just me?
I'm
great.
Pretty sure every girl I've ever been out with has,
well, describe an accidental date. What do you think an accidental date is? Because probably by me, yes.
You think you're on a date and the girl doesn't?
Ordinarily, that's exactly where you think this would
go. Are you and I on a date right now, Keith?
What? No? anyway, so I'm working at Swish LA. Bartending, and this girl, everybody's talking about going out that night.
Oh, God fucking damn it. You told me this story last week.
I feel bad about this story. But I've explained it before. That one girl, remember the girl I told you who... I broke up with her and then she just acted like we didn't break up and I dated her for six more months.
One of the greatest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, yes. But this is that you need to know that story to know where I go with this.
Yep. Hold the F up 1 second.
Yeah.
Swiss Chalet has bartenders.
That's what I was thinking too, Bob. I totally could not get over it. I'm like,
this is back in the day.
Why did he try to make that sound cool?
I was certainly not trying to sound cool.
Sorry,
I
couldn't let the story continue.
Even better, I wasn't even legally allowed to serve this stuff.
Okay, continue.
So, I'm 17 and a bartender at Swish LA. First, this
just
is
making slinging gravy. Slinging gravy.
For Bob, the drunk from the villa that comes in at noon every day.
So, I'm making a lot of drinks where it's rye and the Swish Chalet sauce. You just mix them together. It's called an ugly morning, so yeah. I served a lot of those.
Vodka Toblerones.
Only at Christmas, the peppermint schnapps and a Toblerone. I will say, I was a bartender for a lot of years after at Real Bars. That is the only place that I served a lot of peppermint schnapps is at Swish Chalet, so take that for what you will. Anyway, so I'm working there and, everybody starts talking about going to see,
hey, you want to go see a movie about eating butts? Here's Alive.
I would have rather. It would have been better. So,
man, I wish I had that game earlier.
So, night's going on. Everybody's saying, hey, do we want to go see this movie? Mm. And I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll come along. That'll be fun. And then the girl's like, oh, okay, awesome. And then later on that night, somebody comes over and like, hey, got a date with, I'll call her Kim. I don't actually remember her name. Okay. And I'm like, what? No. I was like, no, we're all going to see Backdraft. And oh, no, sorry. It's not Backdraft. Single white female. So even
related
better.
Movie.
Yeah. Almost the same. Same girl, right?
Yeah. Same lot. Wow.
And I was like, no. We're all going, like, you know, and I'm listing off the people and like, oh, no. She went around and told everybody it was a date and is not ever told everybody they can't come. And I was like, what?
Okay.
And so a normal person would have just confronted her and said, hey, there's a misunderstanding. This isn't, you know, it would. And I was like, well, I guess I'm going on a date. There's zero attraction. I don't have to punch nothing. You know what I mean? And I mean, she's a nice girl and all, but it was the weirdest thing. And she starts talking about like a fun game she thought would be in the middle of the movie. For starters,
oh,
I've already explained that I love movies.
Yep.
And she's just chit chatting away the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're talking, she's like, okay, oh, I know it's weird. oh, I don't want to say it. And I'm like, no, you shouldn't say it because we're watching a movie. I was like, and she's like, what would we name our kids? Like, what do you think we should name? Like, if we had kids, what would we name them?
Jesus Christ.
Well, single white female is going on in the background.
Are you serious? That's the sub.
That's fucking incredible.
That context
and I was like,
is,
oh. Oh, I was like, I don't know. I just punched my dick like a week ago because I was nervous on a date.
It'd be great if the movie's music and score was like lining up with what she was saying. Like, what would you name our kids? Like,
I swear to God, the next day I go to work and she's told everybody that we're like engaged. Basically, this is like my third shift at this job.
Wow.
So let me just rational. Talk to her, right? Maybe try to let her down easy.
Mm.
Any guesses how I handled this?
I'm going to say...
You're thinking about kids, so that means that we're going to have sex, so yes.
Maybe. Maybe that should have been my line, but I was terrified. Dave, what do you think?
I'm guessing that you succumbed to whatever she wanted for probably a good 6 months.
Good call. Ryan?
I am of the mind that this woman's name was Angie, and you have three lovely kids together right now.
Straight up, never went back to that job ever again. let them keep my money for the 3 days that I worked. I didn't know that many people there. Just never ever went back. She didn't go to my school. I was just
before
gone.
Facebook. There's no Reaper.
No,
you can legit disappear into the.
I ran away like a child.
Yeah, no, that's the story. That's my hockey girl story. Remember that?
Holy Christ!
Pretty much the same thing where this girl just kept just showing up and just started making out. I just had to run away from my ball hockey games in the middle of the road. Like, all right, guys, well, see you later. I'm like, Dave, it's 2-2.
No, it's not. It's 3-2. Cut to my professional career now. I show up at a studio meeting to write a screenplay for somebody. One of the girls that I worked with at Switch LA is also working at this company. She's like a production coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
We're just shooting the shit. And she's like, hey, do you remember that girl, Kim? And mm-hmm. I was like, huh, what did she look like? I don't. She's like, yeah, we're still friends. I was like, yeah, I don't know. What happened to her?
Meanwhile,
kid? Not
kidding. Keith's record of employment says reason for leaving Kim.
Seriously. She named her kid one of the names that she said at that
movie.
No. I'm not kidding. Oh. I never saw the girl. Thank God. Oh, my God. That would have been way. I would have quit a whole real career. I would have given up my career working in the movie industry just to avoid this confrontation.
I would have loved it. Like, you know, Kim? Yeah, she's actually on her way right now to a meeting for lunch.
That's who you're pitching to today.
Pitching indeed.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, anyway, Ryan hit us with something else. What do we got?
A friend of mine who's our age the other day, he's kind of like Keith, got his first iPhone the other day. You were late to the game, too.
Definitely. I was scared Kim was going to find me on my phone.
They have Find My iPhone.
I had to go off the grid, man.
Why can't we find Keith's iPhone?
So he asked me, he's kind of like Keith. I'm like his, you know, dating world avatar, so he can find out what it's like. Like,
sure.
He's safe in the lab
surrogate,
in a tank,
yeah.
And I'm out in the jungle fighting giant fucking cats, basically.
Absolutely, yeah.
It sounds glorious, but the thing is, better
first
too.
Of all, I love your dates.
Yeah. Like, Bobby's mine, where I more or less want a score. For Keith, it's more about the stories, right? I'm not interested in the stories.
I'm only here for the stories. I don't care about anything else.
So he's our age. He's been married 15 years, and he asked me. He's like, "So I've had this phone for like a couple months now." He's like, "I thought about sending the missus a dick pic," and I'm like, "Dude, like sending a dick pic to your wife of 15 years is like sending a dick pic to your wife of 15 years. That's the metaphor for futility from now on."
I guarantee the reply is, "Hey, look at that."
Hey, you still have it?
Yeah, that's like serving Kraft dinner for dinner,
yeah,
and expecting your wife to get excited. You know what I mean?
No, the actual story is like you do a dick pic. I guarantee you spend more time on filters and like, how do I make this actually appealing to her? Do I put sunscreen?
Well, you don't know anything
do
about
go,
this world.
Do I go winter?
And you just send it, and then your wife is yelling at you for sending dick pics. Sorry, Ryan, this is about your friend, please.
Oh, and it's really not. That's the whole thing. He's like, so he's like, do you do it? And I'm like, no, like I was in the online dating world and, you know, you'll find this hard to believe. I was kind of meek. I didn't send a lot of dick pictures. I was always trying to get the angle. I was trying to use like trick photography to make it bigger, like Lord of the Rings and Gandalf.
Ryan's holding one of those little mini Coke cans beside it.
What you should have suggested is that he send
He's slapping it on a dollhouse.
You should have suggested that he send a pic of a different dick.
That's what I said. Source another model.
Oh my God.
Perhaps of another ethnicity.
See if she can identify.
That's fantastic.
I did the... the online dating thing, the Tinder thing and shit like that. And I'd been removed from it for a while. So to come back, and I was kind of like the way Dave has described it too. I grew up completely to like, you know, a woman needs to be courted. And meanwhile, now, like nudes are just fucking flying back and forth.
I'm so angry. Like for
we missed it, Dave.
Well, here's the thing. But for any meek and kind of gentlemanly kid, you know you're gonna get one. You know what I mean? One or two. That would have gotten me through my 4 years of high school easy.
Oh my God, we're so lucky we didn't grow up during that time. Because here's the thing: like people are just getting tits now. When I was growing up, to see a boob, you need to purchase a series of movies and meals. You need to hang out with her idiot friends, and you need to shake her dad's hand, basically, and then you can see a tit. Now titties are free.
That is a really weaker set of events.
Yeah, I don't think you.
I'll show you the tit as soon as you shake hands with my father. Give me a second.
Yeah, that's a really... I don't think you're doing it right.
No, probably not. I've done very few things right.
I'm just going to stay quiet.
Bob's just like, you just fucked them, though.
Somebody once told me the world was going to roll. Ryan, so please, continue.
I don't think I had anything. You guys have obviously been married. You've never sent dick pics in your entire life, I'm guessing.
Who wants them?
Bob has. Yeah, that's just it too. It's like not my best angle.
What do you mean Bob has?
See, I don't even know, like, in a dick pic, are you supposed to go, like, half mast or full bore? What's supposed to, like, what is the appeal of sending a dick pic?
Am I supposed to go to Sears and, like, get the nice one done where it's, like, one is it laying on a bearskin rug, well, a little rat skin rug or something, and then, like, in silhouette, it's, like, another one above it, like, a little sort of frame around
those
it.
Lasers in the background, honestly, like a fucking school picture.
I will not even send a 2-second snap of my face.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a dick pic?
It's so funny. But you are right, like, with people like that, because we grew up, the same thing, like, Courtney, but we also missed it all, right? Like, you know, you hear it to people, I'm talking about, like, directly before me, it was all, like, 70s and stuff like that with, like, the whole, like, yeah, just do what you want and everything's free. Like, Club 54 years, you're hearing everybody about just these orgies and stuff. And you're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Then it gets to 80s and all of a sudden AIDS hits and everyone is terrified.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time, I don't know, I'm in high school and I'm coming up on my years, everything's all about abstinence. Mm-hmm. It's like the coolest thing is abstinence.
It was for me.
Is it? Yeah, it was forced upon me.
Listen, even in makeout sections, everybody got tired because you're trying to take off the fucking overalls. I mean, like, by the time you get the second overall,
it's so great.
Guess what Kim was wearing? She looked like Six from Blossom. She's got a little backwards tangle.
In my imagination, the sun is gonna surely shine.
I would have rather dated Joey. Whoa.
All right. The worst date I ever went on.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Was, I don't remember, I was early 20s probably. I ended up being in a position where I...
First of all, any dating story that starts with I was in a position...
It slowly turns
ended
into
up in
like...
in a position where I'm seeing this girl.
Sounds like you're about to begin a lecture of science, like... like in a really quiet dormitory, but all right.
So... I started dating this girl. She's a little bit younger than I am.
We're gonna clarify. It's all on the up and up.
And I think one of the first dates, I ended up taking her to a
Chuck
restaurant in town. Dave,
Chuck E. Cheese is not a restaurant,
with
Bob.
So we go on this date, take her out, go for dinner. She orders lobster.
Oh wow.
Bold.
Yeah.
Very
so
bold.
So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I don't eat lobster. I'm like, whatever. So she finishes the lobster. I'm still working my way through the meal. I'm almost done.
Bob's ordering a salad.
How was the soup?
Pulls the server aside and says, can I have another lobster?
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
And I
was she a minotaur?
And I no this this
you dating a bear?
You would look at the girl and have no idea where she put it. I raised
an eyebrow.
I'm not calling
her fat. I'm saying, are you dating a species, a bear?
Yeah.
I raised an eyebrow and I was like, this is a test. 100% right. This is a test. Right.
This was in Cosmo this month. Order two lobsters. If he sticks around, he's a keeper.
I was like, you know what? Fine. I will see your game. I will pay for two fucking lobster dinners.
Holy shit.
And if I don't like what's happening afterwards, then you know what I mean? Then I'm going to fucking call it. I end up dating this girl for months afterwards because I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh my God.
It's like Vincent D'Onofrio from like Men in Black 1, where it's just like a pelican in like a stuffed female skin suit. I'll take one more lobster.
Lobster. Water. Oh, was fuck. Every other date like that too?
No, not every day. No, it was like that. Yeah.
I think Ryan's assessment
did
of the Cosmo quiz.
Did she ever explain herself?
What?
Just like lobster.
Yeah. I went on a date once, and this was like our third or fourth date. And I thought things were going okay. They weren't. So basically, we're shooting this shit.
This is your fault.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're shooting the shit, and we order... the food, the server takes orders, leaves, and then she kind of changes the look in her eyes. She's like, I'm not gonna lie to you, Ryan, I don't think we should see each other anymore. She's like, you know, I just kind of wanted to get that out of the way now after we've ordered our food so we can just enjoy the rest of the evening. And I'm like,
what?
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
That's very ballsy.
She's like, no, I was trying to be concerned because now we can just relax. And I'm like, who the fuck is relaxing?
We can relax. We can also Dutch the check.
Well, that's how it ends. The check arrives. Lobsters, the check arrives and I kind of slid it towards her.
Absolutely.
Fair enough. I'm like, don't
I just
ever...
say Dutch the check like a fucking asshole?
We're going to start selling t-shirts with that on
Bob
it. There,
Bob learned what that term meant right after that.
The check.
So sorry, everybody.
Dutch
no
the check.
Holy Christ. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so just let's go back to that then. Like when we were younger, like I always paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I know that's not necessarily like a good thing, right? Like, I mean, that's going to make her feel uncomfortable and stuff like that too. I understand that.
No, I've never seen a woman find it uncomfortable.
I dated girls that were like that. They're
really?
Like, you know, hey, you paid for everything. Please let me just, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I get it. You know, like you don't want to feel like you owe somebody, so that's a scary thing for a girl. I understand that, but I didn't order two.
As
fucking
soon as
lobsters.
She's two lobsters deep, then yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I'll get the next one. Don't worry about it. You got the two lobsters. I'll get the popcorn.
Yeah. Fucking bobsters. Honest to God, if I'm ever in a restaurant and I overhear somebody say I will have another lobster, which I will never hear in my life because it's such a fucking weird shitty thing to do. If I ever do, look the fuck out.
Bob is going to throw some hot butter sauce in somebody's face.
I had a really great dating experience with my high school girlfriend where we went on a date and like we just kind of started having sex, and I took my mom's car into the middle of like the concessional, like, you know how they've got these plantation like forests all around the forestry area that has like parking areas.
Yeah.
And it was like springtime and muddy, and I drove because I didn't want to get caught. I drove in like 10 minutes in and I couldn't get turned around. And yeah, long story short, it was one of the most awkward turnarounds both in the back seat and for the car that night.
Oh, good Lord.
That's
also
amazing.
Muddy.
Yeah.
So similar to that, Dave. Not quite there, but just since you mentioned the cars, I actually forgot all about this. A girl I was sort of seeing, this is, I think I'm probably 18 around there, is like, hey, come over. It's still going to be innocent, but it's like, come over. My parents are out. And I get this is like a 4 p.m. call, and I'm like, oh my God, yes. Run upstairs. I don't look at it. I'm just probably checking my hair quick, grabbing my keys, jump out into my car, and I'm like, yeah, back up. I slam into my mom's car. I was so fucking little teenage horny and excited. I didn't even look to see that my mom's parked behind
me. We're morons.
I'm such a fucking idiot. And here's the best part. It's like an old Firebird. So I've gone up on the hood with my old Jeep. And so my mom comes out and is like, what the fuck? And now at this point, I'm legitimately going through my head going,
how do I tell
my mom I might get late? Is that enough of a reason for my mom?
If you tell your dad it's for April, he'd be like, ah!
He's fucking punching my mom. Shut up. Go, kid, go. Just drive over top Bigfoot style. Take this out. Anyway, it was even worse. So, I mean, it's like you said, you're just like, what I mean, at that age. I pull my car forward. I'm like, Mom, I'm so sorry. I just take her keys, get in her car, and drive off. Big fucking bumper flapping on the ground. Anyway. That one was fun. I forgot about that.
That's fucking glorious.
Yeah. Anybody want to end on one? Ryan, you got anything?
Well, if we're going to really go into the worst date scenarios, I have one. It's not full of Bobster, but it's eventful.
All Bobster dates require a hand bowl, by the way.
And a bib.
A finger bowl for later.
And a bib with Bob's face on it.
And a cracker.
Oh. So I try my hand at the old online dating thing, and I'm, like I said, I'm very meek. I'm not sending dick pics. I'm like,
and so what is this? Like, I do admit I'm completely naive when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. So is this like you're saying Tinder or?
At the time it was, yeah.
Okay.
I've done like other stuff. I've done like, you know, Lava Life. And I don't shit
even
like that.
Like, I'm a married man, but I don't even know.
I don't really understand how it works.
I don't even know I would have had the balls to actually download the app. You know what I
right?
mean? So good for you. You're ahead of the game.
Yeah, it took me about a month of
being talked into. Yeah, I'd be terrified of just somebody seeing Tinder on my phone and being like, I'd have to move away again. You know what I mean? I'd have to leave everything and just punch my dick and run away.
Right. I couldn't even open Facebook in front of people.
Right. Well, it's because you got all those girls sending you dick pics. Ryan, continue.
So I start talking to this one girl. And we're getting along great, you know, and, you know, it's mainly over text. You know, you eventually move the conversation with the app to the text and we're texting. And, you know, my brand is not the average brand. Let's just put it that way.
Sure. I'm like, what does that mean?
I'm not like, I'm an acquired taste, Bob.
Oh, you're kinky.
No,
he's like rye bread.
No,
you know
quite
what
the
I
opposite.
Mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, if somebody brings you a sandwich, if you're just like, yeah, I want peanut butter and jam, and it comes on rye bread, you're going to be pissed. You've got to know you're getting rye bread. You know what I mean?
That's fair enough.
Is that what I am?
I would say you're rye bread or sourdough, buddy.
It's like getting, you ask for peanut butter jam, you get almond butter and marmalade.
Yeah. Okay. So we're texting, and this was right around blanking on the guy's name. That fucking
9/11?
Yeah. That's...
Leading the witness, Your Honor.
Objection, irrelevant.
Oh, that was so great.
Completely pointless, too. That's why it's fucking...
I forget the guy's name.
9/11. Continue.
That was great.
Begs me to tell the story and then fucking drops a 9/11 joke in the middle of it. Okay, so this is right around the time... I need to reload.
I'm with you, Ryan.
Thank you, Bob.
So I'm sorry. Let's go.
Bob enjoys marmalade. Okay, what the fuck? I'm blanking it. What was the name of that CBC DJ guy who got in trouble for like?
Oh right.
Gameshi or whatever.
John Gameshi. Yeah.
John Gameshi.
All right, so
that horrible monster. You mean? Yeah, that guy.
Well, that was happening at the time, and she kind of had a joke. She's like, God damn it. I had to just explain what BDSM stands to for my fucking parents. And I'm like, oh God, that's awful. Ugh. And we kind of develop rapport. Like, we should make, you know, instructional pamphlets for parents to explain what that is.
Right.
BDSM? What is that?
Yeah. I just had to Google it to make sure I had the acronym. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. That is bondage.
Bob, just tell
everybody. That kind of shit. Yeah.
The kinky shit. Yeah.
Sure.
And she's telling me, I had to explain it to my parents. She's like, God, just because I'm into that, they think I'm damaged. And I'm like, Sorry? What? So, and this was before our first date and anything. So as you can imagine,
Ryan's in the kiddie pool and she's already in the ocean. Yeah.
the cool person that I am going into this date. Now there's absolutely no nerves whatsoever.
Right. Now hold on, legitimately, when she says, you know, I'm into that or I'm damaged, what is your next reaction?
Dick punch. Dick punch.
Do you? Oh, yeah. You got,
and she loves it.
That worked for you a little bit. All right. That's
cool. No.
See, for me, I would have like tried to feign like, you know what I mean? Like, just kept talking. Like, that didn't just.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I steered the conversation elsewhere immediately because I was so fucking terrified and nervous and awful. So,
I don't know, man. In my adult years, I'm like, fuck it. I didn't like broccoli till I tried. Let's go.
You didn't like marmalade either. And here I sit. Here I sit. And one thing leads to another. And we started making out. And she stops me because things are escalating for me. And she said, we should probably stop right now, Ryan. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that's a standard move.
She's like, she's like, your marmalade's all over me.
She's like, you know, I should be, you know, full disclosure here. I have herpes.
Dar. Okay.
And I'm like, oh, and you know, again, being kind of cut from the same cloth as Keith, and you know, always streaming, I'm like, oh, that's okay. We're still having a lovely time.
Sure,
you know,
this is
let's put on Backdraft.
Like,
so we talk about it, and she's very open about it. She's very cool about it, or whatever. And you know, she explains it to me, or whatever. And then I think we literally started watching something, just hanging out and having some more drinks and more drinks. So we actually start fooling around a little bit, and I'm terrified, and she's very aggressive, I'll put it that way. She's exceptionally,
she knows herself. Yeah, she didn't get herpes on the toilet. You know what I mean?
She didn't get herpes from Two Lobster, I'll tell you that much. There was a crabs
so
joke
amazing.
In there somewhere.
The Second Lobster always gets me herpes.
So things start escalating. We go into the bedroom and we're kind of fooling around, and one thing leads to another. I apologize to all the viewers that we're about to lose for the rest of this story, and we thank you for your support.
Nobody's changing.
Okay, so we're fooling around, and all of a sudden she kind of whispers in my, she doesn't whisper, she says right in my ear, she's like, I'm gonna squirt, and I'm like, sorry. She fucking squirts everywhere, all over my goddamn
Jesus Christ
bed, my bed sheets, my floor. And it was just like one of those fucking water bombers that put out forests. Just straight down, and I'm like, ah, that's fine. That's, we're still having a lovely evening. That's fine. That's great. It's cool. Cool.
Biological weapons are illegal, baby.
Holy shit.
And you can, I've done a lot of research since then, believe me. You cannot get herpes from that, which is
I imagine
good.
You did, because I imagine you just got, you thought you got carpet bombed with herpes spray.
What? Did you think you, did you start screaming?
I, in my, inside my head, yes. And then she,
it's your cat, you're like, oh no! Ryan sees this like it's like 28 weeks.
It was
later
in my bathroom too. It's like
if a drop even touches anything, you turn into a zombie. You know what I mean?
Oh. So she
the
had to get up and work.
The ceiling, like, hey, turn off your mask.
She had to leave shortly thereafter. She had to work the next day. So as soon as she leaves, I just rip the fucking sheets off my bed and put them in like hot water and grab like the fucking Swiffer wet jet and just start trying and Googling everything. Just goddamn.
I wish she forgot something and had to come back to see you doing that.
Come into like the ending of E.T. where there's just guys in white suits around in your apartment.
She's like, sorry, I forgot my second lobster.
And Ryan's in a little tube.
Oh, right here.
Oh, so, and then I'm terrified.
Do you even sleep that night?
No.
Are you just right away? You're on the computer and you're looking up. Like yeah.
On an incognito tab.
Yes. Ryan's going to the library to use the computer.
Oh my my God, it's the worst.
Dad, so Dad, can I borrow your laptop?
Oh, that came up quick.
So I'm immediately spooked out of my goddamn mind. Like the next day, I literally called to get a fucking appointment to get tested.
Amazing.
And I had to wait like 2 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I know you. I know how the 2 weeks went.
They needed to set in before they can really tell, right?
So, sorry, you get to the doctors.
Yeah, I get to the doctors, and things have changed over the years. When I was first growing up, to get an STD test, you got a Q-tip in your dick, and they took it out, and it was the worst thing ever.
Wow.
Now technology has advanced to the point where you just pee into a cup, and they analyze your urine. And they tell me this over the phone, and I'm like, I almost did a fucking cartwheel. And I'm like, yeah, all right, that's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, it's way better.
So I'm being who I am. I'm terrified that I'm going to get there and not have to go. So like before I drive to the fucking clinic, I have like a rock star and a Gatorade, and I'm in the waiting room, and I still don't have to pee. So then I go and have a coffee.
Oh my God.
And so then they bring me into the office, and they're talking about everything, and then it just hits me like a goddamn wave. I literally had to stop her in the middle of talking to me and like, I have to pee so bad right now, can you just give me the cup? And she's like, yeah, okay. And so then I go, and like I more than fill the cup, so I'm like trying to like preserve it with one hand and like keep my stream going in the other hand. So then I get this old, she's an old lady, like remember Almost Sex with Sue, Canadian sex call-in show, her age and her exact disposition.
Yeah.
So, I do.
She fucking...
That's two lobsters.
She's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. And they do the feel test and stuff like that to look for lumps and shit like that.
Okay.
And she brings in an intern too.
Amazing.
And it's a dude, and he's a young dude, and like I'm so uncomfortable to begin with. She doesn't even ask. She's like, this is whatever. He'll be observing. I'm like, what's up?
Yeah, it's cool. This is Josh. Basketball together at the
he's an idiot too.
So she's like, she's checking me for STDs, and she's talking to me while she's doing it. And like she says, while I'm here.
Yeah, yeah.
We can also check you for like testicular cancer. Like she's upselling me with my balls literally in her hands.
The premium package.
I'm so excited at that point because everything I do is so nervous and I'm so self-conscious. I'd be like, amazing. Anything else you can think of?
Oh yeah, she could have gotten two lobster out of me at that point.
Anything. I do not want to come back here. So please.
Yeah. So she upsold me on the spot, and then I had to pee again.
Amazing.
And for the record, clean. Nothing. I'm all good. Got a 65 on the test. I'm good.
Ladies.
I passed.
Nice work. Happy for you.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We're not hearing
when
that.
When it happens, does it like hit? Where does it hit you?
What?
Like when she squirts, because you're saying she goes everywhere. I'm trying to picture what this looks like.
I don't want to know this.
No. Like, is this hitting your face and everything?
Jesus I'm going to sign out right now.
Oh. God damn, I find this so hilarious. It's worth every. It's just crazy.
I would love
it's so crazy.
I know she was probably in her moment of bliss while that was going on, but I would
absolutely.
I would have paid money for her to like be able to take just a profile pic of Ryan's face while that was going on. Was like,
holy Christ!
I think this is the point in the podcast where we should sign off and then just mention the fact that we can finish the story for $1.99 a download.
Okay, all right, everybody, that's gonna wrap it up. I'm sorry if you found that gross, but that is the funniest goddamn story I've ever heard in my life.
Bob's trying to finish his meal, and there's like no room left on his side for all the lobster shells that are like the extra lobster shells. That's all I'm thinking about. It's just like,
does she wait, hold on, actually, you know what, that's a really good point, Dave. What are you doing while she's eating a second lobster and you've had dinner?
Thinking about sharing my own barnacles.
Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah.
But you just sit there and watch her eat? Like, is it talked about?
You want to talk about the proof? I want to see Bob's face when she placed that second order. If I could get a nice steady on Bob when that happened.
Bob is literally going to his car to get his guitar because he has to play to make enough money to pay for this lobster tonight.
Correct.
Amazing. All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody. We'll see you next time. I promise not as big of a break in between this time.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't. That was incredible. You did nothing wrong. You handled it exactly right with burning everything in your house.
We were sent out here to do a story. To do a story about what? As you can see, there's construction underway here. They've dug out a little bit. There's water has accumulated. Traffic's backed up. In a city the size of Houston, there's always traffic. So what's the big fucking deal? What the fuck are we doing out here? I ask you, what in the fuck are we doing here? What in the fuck are we doing? So what's the
exactly happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Yes! Keep crying in my mouth. The fuck, I can't see. Get the fuck out this country, motherfucker. I can't see. Keep crying in my mouth. The fuck, I can't see. Get the fuck out this country, motherfucker.
We were sent out here to do a story. To do a story about what? In a city the size of Houston, there's always traffic. So what's the big fucking deal? What the fuck are we doing out here? I ask you, what in the fuck are we doing here? What in the fuck are we doing? So what's the big fucking deal? What the fuck are we doing out here? I ask you, what in the fuck are we doing here? What in the fuck that town. Shit flat in my mouth. The fuck I can't see. Get the fuck out this country, motherfucker.